All right, with the leading filmmaker of Sequoia, Michelle, how do you pronounce your last name? I was going to get it wrong.
So it's pronounced Künstler. Michel Künstler, that's my full name. So yeah.
And you're from Switzerland?
Yeah, I'm from Switzerland.
And you, but you're in not Los Angeles right now.
Yeah, currently based in Los Angeles. I actually moved here like 2 years ago, over 2 years actually. Yeah.
Did you make the film in Switzerland or in Los Angeles?
No, I did it here in LA. So
Okay.
I it was part of my degree. It was my thesis film actually. So yeah, I made the film here in LA.
So you went to New York Film Academy, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I went there too, but 30 that was
Oh.
like 30 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Okay, yeah. No, mine is more recent, 2 years
I'm
ago.
so old that we were doing New York Film Academy where, do you know what the Steinbeck machine is?
No, not really.
You edit on like so you edit you shoot on film on 16 millimeter 35 millimeter film, then they process it and you edit on a machine and you cut and splice your
Oh,
film
wow.
on the machine.
I mean, I had this workshop as well. I think it was the 16 millimeter workshop, but we didn't do that. So
Yeah.
I don't know if that's part of a different program or, I
No.
mean.
That's just like that's what how they used to make films up until the early 90s. That's how they made films, right? And then the digital editing
Wow.
came along. So,
Oh, that's what it meant. Okay. I thought it was like part of the program you got to do like a workshop or something like that. That's really interesting. Very different now, of course.
Well, yeah, it's a lot better too. Let's be honest here. So, all right. So let's talk about your film. So you get your thesis project for your school. It's a thriller, horror, short film. It's obviously very timely. About your, but the interesting thing about your film, your AI subject, is that she's the main character. You gave your AI character an arc, the arc in the film.
Yeah.
So tell
Well,
me, please.
technically, we think it's the AI, but
Yeah,
it
okay.
turns out she's not. So, yeah, it's a little complicated. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, okay. But yeah,
So,
that's what makes it interesting. So tell me about this idea. When did you first come up with this idea for this film?
I mean, it kind of started when, ChatGPT and all those AI tools, started gaining popularity. And I also was starting to use those tools. And then I think the Hollywood strikes happened, like the VGA and the SAG-AFTRA strikes. And it was actually almost at the same time that I was starting to write the script. And of course, that made me want to explore the topic even more. And I just always loved like TV shows like Black Mirror that explore that topic of like the dangers of AI or just like the consequences of modern technology. And also I kind of mixed it with some, suburban elements. I really love Desperate Housewives. It's a show that I've always loved since like childhood, and it's like comfort show. So yeah, those things kind of blended together, and that's how my film came to happen, I guess. Yeah.
So there's a tribute to like Suburban Housewives, kind of middle America, middle Switzerland. I don't even know if there's a middle Switzerland, but basically, but there's a tribute, which is funny you brought up Black Mirror because I was at a middle America park, like a kids park, and the
Oh.
parents were talking about Black Mirror just yesterday and about like how
Yeah.
they're telling these stories about suburbia and it freaks them out and they're scary, but they're so riveted. So obviously, even your film too, it's like you're touching like a heartbeat of what people are thinking about.
Yeah, it's interesting because I mean that when I started writing the script, that was like 2 years ago, and AI wasn't that much of a big deal yet, and I guess I tapped into the zeitgeist already then. So I don't know. It's interesting how now it's such a big topic, and it's like, even getting bigger and bigger. And I'm wondering, which direction we're gonna go with AI. So hopefully not the direction that my film went. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, yeah, you never like it's like AI is like obviously good for the medical profession. There's like a lot of positives to it, I guess, right? So
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. I mean, my film is just more going into the horrors of what could happen if you use it in the wrong way. But yeah, I'm hoping that's not gonna be the case for us. That's just like one of the scenarios, basically,
There was that movie with oh my God, I just Megan Fox was in it, the Netflix movie.
Oh, I know. Subservience, right? That's the
Yeah,
name of
were
the.
you worried when it came out? We're like, oh, they're gonna make the movie like that I kind of made.
Yeah, actually, I haven't seen it yet. I started watching it,
It's a
and
different movie.
but I've seen the trailer,
Yeah.
and it kind of, yeah, it reminded me of my own film, and I was like, oh, the. But I mean, my film was technically done before that film, so. But still, it has similarities, I guess, and I'm hoping that it won't look like I copied that film. But yeah, I mean, I guess a lot of people have the same ideas right now with AI being such a big topic, and people want to explore that, like me. So
Okay, so this is there that you just wrote a short script, or did you write a longer script, or is it just a short for now?
I did have like a feature in mind kind of when I was starting to write the script. However, for school purposes, I had to make it a short film.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't, developed it into a feature film as of now, but I was thinking maybe in the future. But yeah, right now it's just a short film, and I think it has potential for a feature film.
Yeah, that's why I was
So
asking.
yeah,
There
maybe.
is a feature story in here, right? So
Yeah, it kind of like I had so many ideas, and I had to cut it down to a few pages in the end, of course. But I could definitely branch out and like make it a bigger thing and develop it into a feature film. That's something I had in mind. But yeah, I still need to start writing that script.
okay, so tell me about the making of this film. The locations and the production design is fantastic. Like it's like we I feel like I'm in here, and it's like an undisclosed location. We're somewhere in America, or we assume that we are. So tell me about where did you find this amazing house that you shot in?
Thank you. Yeah, that actually took a while to find the exact house that I had envisioned because of the way the script was written. I had to have so many different rooms in just one place. We didn't want to change the location, just keep it in one place. And we scouted several places, and in the end, of course, we picked one. And yeah, it was, I think my producer found the house, and we just immediately knew, okay, this is going to be the house because it had all the rooms that we needed. Also, we needed a kitchen that looked out into the front yard, so we could see film the first scene. So yeah, I guess we were just lucky that we found the house with all the rooms and all the requirements that I had for my film and my story. So, and then yeah, the production design just complemented the location that was already beautiful, as you said.
So did you change much inside the house?
In certain rooms, yeah. In other rooms, I think the location already was pretty much giving what the story needed. So I think the living room changed a lot in terms of color because the house was pretty white, and it was more like, muted tones and beige and whites, and we changed it a little bit there. And yeah, I think small details, more decor, or yeah, adding some props that were needed story-wise. So yeah.
Okay, so tell me about your cast then. Obviously your two main leads are fantastic,
Yeah.
Sequoia and Mrs. Terrence, as the credits basically. So tell me about finding them, because obviously they're the key to your film in many ways.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better cast. I really am happy with my casting choice. And also that was a process, like the whole casting process. Basically, I think I found Sequoia, or Elsha, who plays her, through Instagram. I was, going through people's
Oh,
followers list
wow.
and
Really? Okay.
anyway, doing the work there, because I didn't get as many submissions for her, interestingly, even though she was the main role, the lead, I got the least amount of submissions for her role. So I had to go and search by myself. And I was lucky that Elsha responded and was interested in the script. And then, yeah, she auditioned and I was convinced. And then with Mrs. Terrence, or Amber, who plays her, with her, I think I received her self-tape through one of those casting websites. I think it was Actors Access, and immediately I also thought, okay, she's really perfect for this role. I still had her audition also in person, and yeah, I didn't have to think too much. I thought she was just perfect. Like, I couldn't envision anyone else, and yeah, it was easy with her, to be honest.
So
Yeah.
tell me, why do you think that people like didn't want to, why didn't you think you got as many submissions for Sequoia?
I'm not sure. It's really interesting because for some reason with her role, I got the least amount of submissions. And then, for example, the supporting role of Cameron got the most, but I had most trouble casting him kind of. With her, I don't know if it was like specific requirements. I did, for example, want to play with the stereotype of Asian actors playing AI. I thought, you know, that's kind of in sci-fi movies, it happens a lot that it's somehow an Asian female that plays an AI, and maybe that was limiting. I don't know. I was still open to also cast other ethnicities, but I kind of wanted to play with that and break that stereotype. So maybe that was the reason. I'm not sure.
Oh, because you want, okay, gotcha. Tell me about the costume design, because it just like I love the costume, especially the housewife. Like she's like the epitome of like I want to show off housewife, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean that was kind of the idea behind it. Also, I mean the idea and the purpose behind Sequoia, the maid, was rooted in the 60s, the 50s. So I wanted to you know show that through the costume, of course, and
Yeah.
also setting, as we discussed before. And with Mrs. Terrence, I wanted to also, you know, kind of go that direction, but not too obvious, like more mo modern and up to date, of course. But still, I wanted to have those kind of suburban outfits for both, but with the maid more pronounced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because they like they're all like they didn't they got they're all mani and pedied and they all like have the jewelry, they spend a lot of time on their vanity, I guess. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, also, I just love the aesthetics. It just looks beautiful. But of course, there was an idea behind it. I just wanted to show, like, the maid, the reason she exists is because she's there to serve like a housewife of the 50s.
Yeah.
So yeah, my idea behind it.
So we don't know, like do you know where we are, like in the like what year we're in when in this movie? Where are we?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question because I did initially set like a year to, I picked a year, but then also when I was in school and my screenwriting teacher was helping me shape the script, she was saying that I shouldn't mention a year because when I started writing this, I thought, okay, it's gonna be kind of in the far future, like maybe in 20, 30 years, but also looking now how everything is evolving so fast, it was a smart advice to kind of leave that out. She said, you know, it could happen even in 10 years, we don't know. And I think, yeah, it's not even that unlikely that it could happen faster than I thought initially. So this is playing now in my head, it's playing like kind of in the next, I don't know, 5, 10 years, or not that soon, but like we already see the first humanoid robots, and who knows?
So yeah, it is definitely interesting. It's like the this the I like because the kitchen's modern. It's obviously a modern kitchen, but it's also got like the green in the back. Like it's almost like out of a retro modern, if that makes any sense. So.
Yeah, I like that idea of playing with old and new and modern, traditional. I really like the contrast
Yeah.
of that.
And there's always this, like I think that well, let me ask you, what are you trying to say with this film thematically? What is the theme of the film?
I mean, The main theme, the core of this movie is of course the dangers of AI. Like, let's be careful with how we use modern technology. That was my main message, I guess. But also the underlying message for me was I wanted to, explore the intersection between modern technology and gender roles, how we could use AI to reinforce outdated gender stereotypes, like the housewife, the robot embodying a housewife who serves the household.
Yeah.
Because also, if you think about Alexa or Siri or all those virtual assistants, they're all female in either name, voice, or sometimes even appearance. So I
Yeah.
kind of wanted to, see how that connects with the theme of AI. So yeah.
And there's this like it's like I don't know, I'm maybe I'm projecting too much, but it's like there's this female jealousy that's occurring in the film.
Yeah, that's also because I feel like society, a lot of the times they pit women against each other,
Yeah.
and yeah, I think my film also sheds light on that. But also, yeah, it's definitely an exploration of how AI and how technology can reinforce those gender roles, and we should be just careful with the ethical implications of technology. And yeah, that it's hopefully not going to happen. So yeah, that's just my film is just kind of a cautionary tale, I guess.
Just get a male AI, right? So I said
Excuse me?
just you have, like for
Sorry, you were
the in the
saying?
future just have a male AI, like a male maid, right? So
Yeah, let's gender equality, right? Let's have
yeah,
both.
and make them
Yeah, no, I
unattractive,
mean,
right? So
I do. Yeah,
yeah
they're always attractive. That's what
yeah they're
I'm
always
saying.
attractive,
Like
yeah.
all the, even in sci-fi films, they're always beautiful, they're always young. So that's why I wanted to also yeah, shed light on that. Why is it like that? We know why.
Because yeah,
Yeah.
because she's like she, that's the housewife's arc, right? Like we're like, it's about control and about like, kind of like it's like she's in charge, I guess, in a sense. Or she thinks she's in charge, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, it's also about for the AI, of course, it's survival. How do I survive in this household? For her, the actual real wife is the threat. So she
Yeah.
tried to, eliminate that threat, and things go differently. And also it's, I guess, about the male fantasy of AI, how we could use modern technology to I guess satisfy that fantasy. Or yeah, that's another theme or underlying theme, I guess.
Okay, so tell me about the twist. You brought it up in the beginning. Were you worried that people were gonna
Yeah.
figure it out? Because it is kind of, I didn't figure it out, and I watch a lot of movies. So well, the job well done on my front.
Oh, thank you. I am glad to hear that, of course. I guess there were like two twists. I think the first one is not that much of a twist. It's more like we realize with her throughout her journey that something is wrong, and it doesn't seem like she's who she thinks she is.
Yeah.
And that was, I guess, the first plot twist in that sense. But for me, the actual twist was, of course, that yes, she's not the actual robot, but also the person she's serving is not the real human or the
Yeah.
human she thought was. So that for me was the most challenging part, to just like script wise to yeah, be able to tell a story that doesn't reveal too much, but also I need to plant the hints throughout the story. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, she's in the movie, she's like putting her hand to the fire. So we're thinking as an audience that maybe she's becoming human, or maybe she's like gathering senses that we don't know yet, right? And then it's like, but then you can, but then it's like, okay. And then, but like, I think that with if it's made into a feature, the male character would be explored a little bit more, I guess, right?
Yeah,
So
definitely. I definitely wanted to explore the other characters as well. Like even Opal in the beginning, she has a small role, but I thought she was also an interesting character. How she's the
oh, in the
neighbor.
beginning, the first scene. Okay,
Yeah, also
yeah.
her. I would love to explore her because she meets the same fate in the end. So even that could be more explored. But with Cameron, I had to definitely keep it short. Also in the flashbacks, Sequoia's past life. I would love to dig deeper into that and just develop her character and her marriage more in depth. So there is definitely more that I think could be told story-wise. So that's for the future.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, amazing. Okay, so then, nice job. So let's talk about the post-production. So did you edit the film? Do you have an editor? Tell me about that experience.
I had like an assistant editor, I guess. She helped me with the rough cut, but I already had kind of a rough cut for the school. We had to edit it ourselves, our films, for the screening at the school. So I kind of, the rough cut was like a mix of my assistant editors, but also mine. And in the end, I was the one who finished the entire cut. I edited most of the film, and I just had help with color grading later on. I had a colorist. I also had a sound designer. So those things, I was kind of supervising. I was always giving my input, but
Yeah.
I was just technically involved in editing, and I did that myself. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice sound design too. So,
Thank you.
were
Yeah.
these all the people you went to school with, even your cinematographer? Were they all kind of classmates?
I'm thinking about, I think it was just a few from my class that helped me during production, but like my cinematographer, he was from the same school but not from the same class. And my in the post production, I had someone else who wasn't from the school but like connected to people from the school. So in the end, it's kind of it is a bubble. Like everyone knows each other from the school, and whoever I worked with was mostly either a student, alumni, or somehow connected to my film school. So yeah, it's
Gotcha.
yeah,
You've got a nice
pretty.
website for the film and everything. Like you're, and it's going on the festival circuit. You're winning awards. So are
Yeah.
you happy or like surprised, or you just like knew that it was going to do well all along at the festival circuit?
I mean, I was definitely hoping it was gonna go well, and I from my class and my teacher got also good feedback about the film, so I went into the festival run with a good feeling. But of course, I was prepared also for rejection, and both happen. You get rejections, but then selections. And
Sure.
for me, I'm just happy right now that I'm getting more selections, and the film is getting out there, and people are seeing it. And that's also enough for me. I just want to share my film with a bigger audience, and it's just beautiful to hear people tell me how they, for example, didn't see the twist, or how they like the cinematography, or this and that. And
Yeah.
just generally, it's a great journey, and I'm thankful for everyone who helped me with the film. So yeah.
What's next for you?
Currently, I'm mostly working as a production designer, actually. So
Oh,
I
no wonder your film looks so nice. Okay.
thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I really love doing it, and I've been involved in a lot of projects as a production designer. So lately, that's what I've been doing. But I did want to switch back to writing and directing. So hopefully this year, maybe another short film. And who knows, maybe I'll also start writing a feature for this film. But for now, I think I'll start with a short film, and then we'll see. Maybe the next project after that will be the feature.
And you're gonna stay in Los Angeles?
That's the plan. I applied for a visa, so hopefully if it gets approved, then yes. I'm planning to stay another at least 3 years, hopefully.
Because nobody ever leaves, people don't leave Switzerland. It's like everybody kind of stays there, right?
I
So,
guess. I mean, also, if you want to work in the film industry, I guess it makes more sense to move out to the US, to LA specifically. So for me, that's why it doesn't make much sense to go back if I want to stay in this industry and, pursue a filmmaking career. For me, this is the place. Exactly. Yeah.
So how many languages do you speak?
Well, it's, the question should be how many languages do we speak well, I guess. But
Okay, so how many languages you speak well? How many languages can you understand?
yeah, I mean, I guess understand. I don't know if you count German and Swiss German as two separate languages. I guess in total it would be six. I know German, Swiss German, English, Turkish is also my other native language. My mom, she's Turkish, and French from school, Spanish also. But yeah, that's the thing. I think I only speak fluently English, German, and Turkish.
But you can understand Spanish and French and
Yeah, kind of. Maybe not speak it that well, but I can understand, or when I see the any.
those are three different languages too, like Turkish, German, and English. So that's amazing.
Thank
Because
you.
that's what I, when I was in Switzerland, I just felt like I felt like not smart because everybody spoke like four languages who
I
was
know,
there.
it's so common, it's normal, and here it's like, wow, you speak that many. I'm like, well, I didn't feel special until I came here, because in Switzerland it's so, common, and everyone speaks three, four languages, as you said. So yeah.
It's amazing, right? But so because people speak in Switzerland, they speak German or French or Italian. Is that the three languages?
Technically, we have four national languages. I
Okay.
don't know how to translate the fourth one, but that one is maybe spoken by like 1% of the population. It's
Okay.
not that common,
It's like a
but
nat it's like a beginning, like an origin language, I guess.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's kind of like a mix between, I guess, I don't know if I'm, don't quote me on it, but I think it's a mix of like Latin languages, like Spanish, French. I'm
Gotcha.
not sure. I have never even had classes or anything in that language, so I have no idea. But yeah, it's not many people speak it. But yeah, we have four languages still. So
So
depending
before,
where you live.
gotcha. So before we leave you, we always we asked you a question in the blog interview. What film have you watched the most times in your life? Do you remember what you said?
I mean, that one was kind of difficult because I usually watch more shows, but
You
I
like
do
TV, yeah.
know I used to watch a lot of chick flicks, like Legally Blonde, or I also love Mean Girls. So
I just
those,
watched Mean Girls last week. It was funny
it's
that you said that.
amazing. I just love it. It's so
Yeah, it's
smart.
so true. It's so
Yeah,
like
it's
it's very real. Yeah.
yeah, it aged very well. It still, I think, holds up to even
Yeah.
today's.
Unfortunately, yeah. They're yeah,
Yeah,
it's still toxic.
unfortunately. Exactly. It's an amazing film. Yeah, I love it. And yeah, as I already mentioned, Desperate Housewives, one of my comfort shows.
Do you know I've never it's on D the Disney app, but I've never seen it. Does it still hold up today?
I mean, I guess, things have definitely changed, but the writing is super clever. I just love the writing. It's really funny, and I love the mystery. And I think certain things are still relatable, but I do think, there's some like gender roles and gender stereotypes that you can see
Sure. Yeah.
that are not necessarily true anymore, or we can
Yeah.
recognize that those things were kind of sexist and outdated. But yeah, that's, I can overlook that, and I just love the writing. It's really clever and funny.
So I should take a look at it then?
I think, you can, if you enjoy mystery, drama, and comedy, it's a
Little
great watch.
comedy. I remember seeing like scenes. Back when people watched television, there you could flip through the channels, but I see that's on the Disney app, and it's doing well, like ratings wise on the Disney app. So people seem to be going back to
Yeah,
it.
I
So,
mean, It's been like 20, I don't know, 20 years, right? Or more than
Yeah, it's
20
been
years.
over 20. Well, yeah, I think it premiered in 2004, right?
Yeah,
So,
I
yeah,
remember I was watching it
it's
as a kid, you know, when every show was always shown every week and you had to wait another week for the next episode. And I was always like glued to the TV. And even my dad, he would be like, you know, watching, even though he didn't want to admit that he liked it. And then whenever I started talking, like, psh, I'm like, yeah, you love it too. It's just a funny show. And I love the characters. They're so distinct. And each character just has very their own problems, and they're all kind of relatable. But yeah, I would recommend it if you haven't seen it. It's definitely a fun watch.
Well, yeah. So you guys, so if your film is like Desperate Housewives meets, oh my God, the
Black
limited
Mirror.
series that, sorry,
Black Mirror, or
Black Mirror. Yeah. Desperate Housewives meet
kind of,
Black Mirror.
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also I was inspired by, you know, the Stepford Wives, and even the costumes, for example,
The
Carla.
original Stepford Wives, did you watch it?
I think I watched, I'm not sure, is it the one with Nicole Kidman or no?
No, no,
That's,
no.
yeah, I
That's the
watched
real
that one.
one.
I need to
Watch
watch original.
the original Stepford Wives from the 70s. They don't
Okay,
sell out. It's
yeah, I will do
haunting
that.
and it's real. Yeah,
Okay,
that
yeah.
movie's a sellout. The remake.
Oh wow, okay,
I'm
no, I
highly
have.
recommending you watch that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have to watch it then. And yeah, I think also even Coraline was kind of like
Yeah,
influencing
Coraline. Yeah.
the character of Mrs. Terrence, like, and the outfit of Sequoia. So yeah, I have a lot of, and Blue Velvet was another inspiration for the
Oh,
opening
wow.
scene.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of films and shows and characters inspired me to write this story.
Well, great job. It's a student film and it's a great student film. And I can't wait to see what you do next. So keep in touch. Make more films and we'll talk again when you make your next film.
Yeah, thank you so much also for having me on this podcast. It was really great talking to you and having all these interesting questions to respond to. So thank you very much.
Thank you.